Wouldn't it be nice if we could know the highest and best solution to all our problems? That we could know with absolute certainty that the choice that we make is the right choice? Well, now you can, and we're going to show you how in this meditation. And this is Dave and Pat Krajovic of the Ascension Breathing Process, and we welcome you to this evening's meditation on divine discernment. You know, folks, we all have problems. We all are faced with decisions that have to be made. Many are minor, don't really matter one way or the other, but many do matter. Should I make this career change? Should we get a new house, buy this car? Should I get divorced? Should I marry this person? And many choices have unintended consequences. Whatever it is, there are decisions that can affect us for a lifetime. I don't know about the rest of you, but one thing that rings true with me is when I was choosing to go to grad school, I created a spreadsheet, at least a manual spreadsheet. They didn't have such things back in those days. And you weigh with the pros and cons. What are the pros if I go to this school? What are the cons if I go to that school? And how about the next school? What are the pros? What are the cons? And you weigh this in. It's all mental stimulation, mental gibberish, mental movement, trying to come up with the logical best decision for your life. But you know what? Life doesn't quite work like that. And spreadsheets aren't the answer to what you're seeking. It's really what the heart desires. And that's what divine discernment is all about. Is finding a way to tap into source, to find out what is the highest and greatest and best choice for you. And I have to tell you, the mind and the heart don't always agree. So that's what this meditation is going to be about tonight. In fact, we find this single concept so important, so profound, so life-changing, so transformational, that we have called our body of work Inspired Life Mastery. Inspired, the word inspired comes from the Latin inspire, in spirit. Inspire in Latin means breath, the breath of God, the breath of spirit. Through the breath, you can connect to source, to God, to the Creator, to the source that moves through all things. And this will be your guide. With this energy, with this being as your guide, then from that place, act. Move forward in life with confidence and faith, and knowing that all things are right and well and wonderful, and yours will indeed be the riches of heaven. We have witnessed, we have facilitated, we have assisted so many people whose lives have been transformed simply by connecting to source this way, simply by quieting the mind, that busy mind that never seems to stop, to find the answers that are right for you. I mean, we've all been there before. You have a problem at work. You go into the shower in the morning, not even thinking about the problem, and the answer pops in your head. Even Einstein, one of the most brilliant minds of the century, if not the world, said that a problem cannot be solved on the same level it was created. This means you have to move your consciousness to a higher level, and there's no better way, no easier way, no faster way than by connecting to Source first.
You know, David, you're absolutely right. And since I've learned these techniques and made it part of my daily practice, there's really very little that I do when I'm conscious that does not include connecting to Source. And the decisions that get made, the directions that I choose to go, the things that I'm attracting into my life are just so much more amazing and so much less complicated, and there's so much ease. So what better way than to put your consciousness on Source energy and take guidance from a higher perspective? So with that in mind, why don't we now connect to Source and let's do some meditating and breathing. So be comfortable, put your feet flat on the floor, sit with your spine erect. Make sure your hands are facing upward, just your fingers are comfortable in your lap. Just get comfortable and really start to watch your breathing. And knowing that with every in-breath, we are bringing in fresh starts, new beginnings. And with every out-breath, we're letting go of all the limitation and lack in our life. And really honoring that quality of the breath. Breathing in and letting go. And breathing in and letting go. Closing your eyes and just really focusing on the breath, coming like a wave. And before the inhales finish, the exhales now begun. So we're going to connect the breath with no pause between the in and out breath. Breathing in a circle, no pause, setting up the energetic matrix for transformation to occur. And we're going to invoke for divine presence. To the Supreme God, Divine Father, Divine Mother, to all of the beings of light, the angelic realm, archangels and angels, the saints, spiritual helpers, teachers, gurus, ancestors and guides, and to our higher soul. We thank you for your divine guidance. We thank you for your divine awarenesses. We thank you for the insights, for the courage to sit here and do this work, and to concisely and accurately take stock of our life and have the courage to admit that we want something different and better, and we're willing to do what it takes to get that. We thank you for your divine support. We are so deeply grateful for all of the spiritual blessings. With gratitude, take a deep breath. With deep respect, take a deep breath. With amazing and profound love, take a deep breath. In full faith, we thank you.
Let's connect the breath now. Breathing in, breathing out, no pause between the inhale and exhale. And just letting go, and just letting the breath breathe you. Breathing in, breathing out. And as we do that, what would it be like if all those beings that had invoked really were by your side? If their energies really were blessing you? Yes, I am worthy of blessings from the divine. I am worthy. I am loved forever. And you really weren't alone. Set aside the belief that you are alone, and create the possibility that I am not alone. And there are legions of beings of light who are here loving me and supporting me. As I let go of all my beliefs of limitation, lack, and most importantly, that I am unworthy to hear the voice of the divine within me. Breathe in and breathe out, connecting the breath, and letting go of all beliefs that I am unworthy, that the concept of original sin is one of error, that I am a perfect being born of God, and therefore there is no first sin. For I am a child of God, and I am perfect as I am. For a perfect God could not create an imperfect being. This is not possible. I am worthy of all the good the universe has to offer, and I breathe it in now. I breathe in love. I breathe out all that is not love. I breathe out all that is illness and disease and lack and limitation. But do not force this out-breath. Just surrender to the truth of who you are, and that is a child of God, and the out-breath will relax on its own as you automatically let go of these limitations and beliefs that are in error. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. The Alpha, the Omega. I am the beginning, and I am the end, said God, and so are you. Erasing all limitation. All lack. All resistance to receiving the information of the truth of who you are.
So let's get more specific. Whatever that problem is that you've named, let go of that name. whatever worries you have, let go of those worries. The path that you're looking for a solution, stop thinking about that.
Whatever you think it is, think it not.
And why are we clearing the space, calming the mind, stopping the thoughts and searching for solutions? Because we're going to turn it over to Source Energy. And let Source guide us. Empty the bucket. Quiet the waters. Calm the storm. Be still. Be aware. And let go of everything that limits you and drives you. Let it go now.
Invoking all the great beings we called here. Remove the blockages and limitations that allow me to hear the voice of the divine. I am willing to surrender completely. Deeply. And permanently. To the source within me. I connect there now.
The guidance I get may come in words that I hear, in impressions that I get, in images or visions or in the quiet. It may not be right now. It may be later today or tomorrow. Or I may hear a song. Or a commercial on a TV, or I may overhear a conversation that stimulates the answers that I'm seeking, the guidance that I'm looking for. It may be in an article or in a book. God appears in many, many, many forms. And the guidance is there when I open to receive. Be still. Be aware. Be available.
I am connected to Source. I am that I am. There is no separation. I am one with all. I am that I am. Thank you.
beginning to return to a normal breath and feeling your fingers and toes. And let's give thanks for the guidance that we received this evening and the support and love we receive from Source. To the Supreme God, Divine Father and Mother, to all the beings of light and angelic forces of light, to the Divine Presence, my ancestors and teachers and gurus and guides. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your divine guidance, insights, awarenesses. Thank you for your divine protection. We are so deeply grateful for the insights that you've given, for the clarity with which it comes. And we are so grateful that you've opened us to receive those priceless gifts that you so willingly offer. Thank you, thank you, in full faith. So be it, and so it is. Amen.
Thank you. As you go forward in your evening, in your day, tomorrow, and the next day, look for the signs of Source speaking to you. You may believe you have not gotten what you seek tonight, but all is perfect and will come to you. So be patient and be aware. And we're really, really looking forward to connecting with you even more. Because if you're really serious about transformation, really serious about taking your life to a new level, then you need to be doing this every day. Every day creates a habit. You begin to perceive the world differently, and when you perceive the world differently, you have different thoughts about the day. And when you have different thoughts, you begin creating your life anew in a richer and more glorious way.
So if you're really serious about transformation, and I mean really serious, are you tired of living the life you're living, and do you really want change? Then choose yourself. Choose you. And one of the ways we can support you in doing that is by offering you these meditations that you can do daily. Yeah, I mean daily, not just once a month. You have to work on this process daily. And it doesn't have to be a half an hour. It'd be great if it's more, but it can be 5 or 10 minutes in the morning, 5 or 10 minutes in the evening to release the day. But you really need to start making this part of your spiritual practice. We have made this so inexpensive and so available to you. All you have to do is go to the website and download it. It's an MP3. You can sign up for one of our teleseminars. You can come to one of our classes. Sign up for our newsletter. But don't just sit here and wait for once a month, please. If not now, when? And if not you, who will be the 100th monkey that makes the difference that can change the world? It's you. I know it is. So get on board with us and let's make some real positive change in our own lives and in the lives of those that we love.
You know, Pat's onto something there. When you change your consciousness, you change the consciousness of everyone. Because we are all one. I know that sounds overly simplistic. I know you've heard that before. But accept it as truth that what you believe, what you do, makes a difference. Your thoughts create. New thoughts create anew. Let's create a new world of the good, the holy, and the beautiful. And it starts right here, right now. As Pat said, you can go to our website, you can get these meditations as a download, but also sign up for the newsletter, like us on Facebook at Ascension Breathing, become a member of the Full Moon Meditation on Body Mind Spirit Radio, All of it is good, and all of it we appreciate. And we appreciate you for being a part of the oneness and the growing evolution of our souls to bring that peace, that love, that joy, that bliss, that ease, that grace to all of us, to all of humanity, so that heaven is realized on earth. You can find us at ascensionbreathing.com or call us at 734-416-5200. And so until next month, namaste.
Namaste.